So we're going to talk to Dr. David Coughlin now. David Coughlin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Are you well today?
Good, thanks.
Well, the pregnancy and baby fair is happening in the RDS this weekend. It'll be in Cork City Hall next weekend. You'll be speaking at a Q&A session about allergies. So what is happening in the world of allergies, if you like? And have people become more allergic in recent times than they had been in the past?
Yeah, Ryan, it's a very interesting question. We have certainly seen a significant increase in all allergies, be it food, asthma. I'll be honest with you, we're not entirely certain how that's come about. Mm-hmm. If you go to international or even national meetings for allergies, discuss a topic that gets a lot of airing, a thing called the hygiene hypothesis, where in summary, children now grow up in a very sanitized environment and basically aren't exposed to dirt, microbes, infections, and because they're not exposed to these infections, their immunity, as it were, is channeled into allergic pathways. And I think there's a lot of both research evidence and real life evidence to support that now.
Yeah, because I don't know what age group you are, David, but I know as a 40-year-old man that when I was a kid...
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Oh, okay, there's a pair of us in it. So in that regard, you remember from your school days, people just didn't have allergies. It just didn't arise. You either, you know, you hurt your leg or you broke something or you had a serious illness. But there just wasn't this constant need to put a label on, you're allergic, you're allergic, you're allergic. It just didn't happen. You ate what you were given and that was it.
Right, you're absolutely right. So it's not just in Ireland. This has been documented across Europe, across the US. So I think it's to do with this hygiene hypothesis. I think there's better documentation. So what would have maybe been put down to intolerance or just a rash, it'll go away. I think there's better documentation now, better awareness, and people are presenting for testing.
Yeah, hypothesis is just that. It's a kind of a suggestion of something as opposed to being a fact, a medical fact. So are you kind of operating in a void?
Well, I suppose for us at the coalface, seeing children, and I'm a paediatrician, so I just see children 0 to 16 years. There's an awful lot of good research now. We've seen these increasing numbers on a day-to-day basis. We've good diagnostics, we've good management protocols. So, yes, I think the science could perhaps be better, but I think, everyone knows that the prevalence is up. It's what we do about it.
What about the serious end of the allergy business as opposed to the hypothetical, and some might say makey-uppy and slightly exaggerated end? If we go to the serious end, do people die from allergies?
Yeah, Ryan, and I think we've had some very sad sort of news reports, and it's and again this is documented across the globe. The end stage of allergy is a thing called anaphylaxis, where as opposed to just getting a skin rash or an urticaria or some angioedema, you get a full body reaction where your lungs react, your blood pressure drops, you feel terrible, and these are the children who carry their adrenaline pens. And if it's taken in a timely fashion, this can be treated and managed very well, and these children turn out with normal outcomes.
And the most common allergy vis-a-vis danger is what?
Well, the commonest food allergy, Ryan, we'd see in children would be egg, but I suppose the one food that stands out in terms of anaphylaxis would be peanut.
Yeah, and you see, as you rightly point out, tragic, tragic stories of kids who,
yeah.
I mean, most famously or infamously, the poor child on O'Connell Street couldn't get the access to the chemist because she didn't have the paperwork or what have you, and it was too late then.
That's right. So unfortunately, these conditions do need to be treated in a timely fashion. There's a lot of research looking at what the behaviours of young people and older people with pens. And I suppose carrying a pen, you're seen as different to your peer group. I think there's deficits in education. Sometimes people aren't followed up as perhaps well as they should. But I think the whole allergy phenomena, as you've correctly said, is gaining. There's a much better public awareness. People are now attending for testing. They want to be managed. They want to be seeing a physician. So I think all of the above will improve management in the long term.
Okay, well, look, we'll keep an eye on it. It's certainly a story that piques the interest of a lot of people, and I think more and more so of a younger generation listening to that and parents of that generation. So that's why we wanted to have you on to talk about that. David Coughlin, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Thank you very much. Dr. David Coughlin there will be in the RDS in Dublin this weekend for the Pregnancy and Baby Fair, which is a one-stop shop for all pregnancy and baby needs. And then in Cork's City Hall next weekend, he'll be one of the speakers at the Q&A session about allergies. He is a consultant paediatrician, so He knows what he's talking about.